It is the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Leslie Parker and DeCarlo Jackson. They're both involved in the Black Dance Improvisation Summer Intensive. Leslie Parker is a dance artist, director, choreographer, and improviser. And DeCarlo Jackson is a versatile multi-instrumentalist deeply rooted in the rich tradition of Black American improvisation. After an intensive 3 weeks of working on Black dance and improvisation, there's this culminating event this Saturday at the Cedar. There's a performance in the plaza at 4:30, then they're moving into an event inside the concert hall at 5. This event is open to the public and has complimentary admission. Leslie Parker and DeCarlo Jackson, thank you so much for visiting Jazz 88.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Now, Leslie Parker, you've been doing intensive work related to dance for a long time, but in particular, I want to hone in on these 3 weeks where you've been at different parts of St. Paul and are preparing for this concert and this dance thing on Saturday. You've been working with people, different ability levels, different interests in dancing. What has the experience of these past 3 weeks been like for you?
So amazing. I couldn't feel more blessed than I do in this moment right now. We've actually been in multiple spots. St. Paul, we were at Two Dance for our first week with Ishmael Houston Jones. And then we went to Northrop Dance Studio, Northrop Auditorium, with Marion Soto. And then this past week, actually today, we just finished up with Cynthia Oliver at Barbara Barker Center for Dance. So we were mainly on the University of Minnesota campus for these past 2 weeks, but in St. Paul in the first week. And it's amazing because all three artists are mentors of mine and have been working in the world of dance, choreography, and makers of dance with improvisation. And Cynthia Oliver looks at improvisation more as a tool versus the end, whereas Ishmael Houston Jones has been in the world of improvisation and contact improvisation, and Marion Soto also in improvisation. And as my mentors, they have been amazing in terms of supporting Black Dance Improvisation Intensive, which is the first of its kind in the Twin Cities that I've initiated. I'm an initiator. You normally hear Black dance or improvisation, but I decided to say Black dance improvisation, put all three words together because I think it's an important conversation that we need to continue to have. I mean, the question about what is Black dance has been around since as early as I know of, maybe the 50s, 40s even, because of the ways in which concert dance in particular was a white dominated field, contemporary white dominated field. And that doesn't mean that there weren't Black bodies or bodies of color in dance field in America and United States. It's just that in terms of the ways that the structures that we are all finding ourselves in and the histories of these particular structures that bring up questions around how do we look at dance from various perspectives and different cultures from around the world in the way that contemporary dance has been influenced by different cultures from around the world, including the African diaspora and the experimental avant-garde Black experiences and lived experiences in art and of all kinds of Black art and that influence on modern dance and contemporary dance. And so Black dance improvisation is an opportunity for me to continue to be in conversation around these types of thinking, these thoughts, bodies in motion, bodies thinking bodies that dance, and also ways in which we still, as a Black person, and when I say we, I am talking in terms of Black cultures, are experimental and how experimentation has been a part of Black cultures since forever.
It shouldn't be an uphill battle to shine a light on Black dance. It shouldn't be an uphill battle to shine a light on Black dance improvisation, but I bet it is.
It's complicated.
Okay. So I tip my hat to you. I'm not wearing a hat, but I tip my theoretical hat to you for doing this work and really breaking ground on this in the Twin Cities. DeCarlo Jackson, I want to ask you, you've been in a lot of different situations where you're not even just embracing the role of improvisation in music, but you might be working with comedians, you might be working with dance in this situation, but you're embracing improv heavy settings. What has been the most challenging moment of your last couple weeks of these intense dance black improvisation experiences?
Leslie and I have had some long conversations about a whole manner of things. I learned a lot more about Josephine Baker recently, which has been nice. Given that I have some context for that name, but I didn't have all the context for that name. And that was wonderful. A lot of what me and Leslie have been doing so far is just the conversation surrounding how we will approach this performance from like a technical standpoint, from a setup standpoint, and how us as musicians are going to be able to engage with the dancers. But personally, I'm just stoked to get in there. I'm so excited to sit down with this whole band and play.
Well, it looks like a who's who of fantastic players involved in this, including Damian Strange, who I'm a huge fan of. And I'm chatting with Leslie Parker and DeCarlo Jackson. DeCarlo just mentioned this concert that's coming up this weekend at Cedar Cultural Center. It's on Saturday. Open to the public, performance in the plaza at 4:30, a performance in the concert hall at 5 p.m. I'm looking at my clock because we're heading up towards 5 p.m. So, Leslie, I'm going to ask you a question that will be hard to give a minute and a half answer to, and I'm going to ask you to give a minute and a half answer to it. You try to find a way for people to dance into their lived stories. How do you coax that out of somebody who has their stories and has their bodies but have never put them together before?
It's a very good question. I will, first of all, be more transparent in saying that I work mostly with dancers who are already, like, in a aesthetic of some kind in the dance field where they are accustomed to a certain kind of rigor of exploring their bodies and being in their body, whether it be technique or just yoga or just sure. different kinds of ways of thinking in their body. However, in some of these spaces, when we're thinking more technically trained, it's not always accepted or embraced to bring your emotions, your lived experience, and to be a holistic person in the room. We were just having that conversation earlier today where a lot of classically trained or traditionally trained dancers have a mentality around check your issues at the door. You don't bring all of that with you in here. Mm-hmm. In some ways, that's about celebrating and not holding on to the past baggage. And in other ways, it could be very manipulative and very controlling so that your body becomes an instrument that no longer belongs to you, but belongs to what the vision is of that particular form, which leads into other politics that I won't go deep into because we don't have time.
You hit it. It's 5 p.m. on the dot. We're going to get traffic, but I just got to really thank you. I'm sorry for being short. Leslie Parker, DeCarlo Jansen. DeCarlo, don't change your name to Jansen because I talk about you too much.
Don't plan on it.
DeCarlo Jackson. They're at the Cedar Cultural Center on Saturday. This is an open to the public event celebrating 3 weeks of intensive work. Black dance improvisation, performance in the plaza at 4:30, performance in the concert hall at 5 p.m. Thank you so much for coming over here to chat with Jazz 88.